name is Cheryl Ann Dodge. My maiden name was Warmoth. There were a lot of Germans and Polish and Finnish that lived in this area. I was born here in Portland, at Portland Sanitarium Hospital, which is no longer existing. That was 1944. That was during the World War II years. I lived on the corner of Failing in Vancouver until I was a teenager. And I did love living there because it was a great neighborhood and my best friend was there, who is still my best friend after all these years.
How is the world different now from when you were a child?
Well, I was born in the war years. The war years were kind of tough on families. I had to give up a lot, food-wise, but they did what they had to do to get through things. And my uncles were living with my grandma during the war, and my mother also, because my dad was at sea. So I was thoroughly spoiled by the time my father got back from the Navy. Probably after the war was some of the best times because the men came home and married and raised families, and there was lots of open land, and we didn't have as much diversified food as we have now. It was mostly seasonal foods, so you kind of cooked according to what was growing at the time. Most of the mothers were home, taking care of the children. That was their jobs. And of course, the fathers went to work.
Did you ever feel sad or lonely?
Yeah, I felt sad sometimes, because my brother and my sister died within two years of each other. So I was an only child till I was 11. In those days, there were a lot of illnesses they couldn't, you know, they were just learning to deal with. And unfortunately, they didn't have the ones that were very well handled in those days.
Your best friend, was she like your sister?
Yes, she was, because like I said, I didn't have another sister until I was 11, so we spent a great deal of time together, and her mother and her aunt would take us to the beach, Cannon Beach, during the summer for a whole week. So we'd spend a whole week at the beach together. Halloween, we had parties and birthday parties and Christmas together. And we used to listen to Uncle Bob in the Squirrel Cage and Cinnamon Bear at Christmas time. We'd listen to him on the radio. Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
What businesses do you remember in this neighborhood when you were growing up?
We did not have a park down this street. I'm not sure what the name of it is. I think there used to be a grocery store there where I used to go and buy groceries. My mother would send me with a list and a little bit of money. And the grocer knew everybody. So if he wasn't sure about something, he'd call your house and ask your mother for sure. Is that what she wanted, or would you like this better or that better? And then they would get the order right, and then we'd walk home with our groceries for our mother. Mississippi, we used to have the Rio Theater. And my mother, who I used to think looked like a movie star when I was a little kid, she took me to a movie, and Ava Gardner was on the screen, and I just yelled out loud, "Mommy, that's you!" She was so embarrassed, she took me out of the theater. And Phipps Pharmacy used to be where that coffee shop now is. That used to be our place to go get Katie Keene comic books, which are no longer in existence, but they were a lot of fun because you used to be able to design clothes for Katie. We had a haberdashery. That's a hat shop. It was down about one more block on Mississippi. And the lady used to have all kinds of beautiful